And right now, it's time to say a very good morning to Unetsi. And we're talking about nutrition this morning. Unetsi, very good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Unetsi, thanks for joining us again. We're talking about starch today, and you've got a rather interesting topic around starch. I'm going to leave it to you.
So the week before, we spoke of, there was fibers in the conversation, and the one specific fiber, which is called resistant starch. So resistant starch is quite a popular topic these days. Some people like to include it in their diet, and they have been seeing some improvements, basically. So resistant starch is a form of a carbohydrate. So as we know, all in our diet, we eat quite a bit of carbohydrate, which are starches. But what makes this starch different is it passes through your digestive tract without being digested, and therefore it's called a resistant starch. And it operates a little bit like soluble fiber, and I'll maybe speak about soluble and insoluble fiber next week, just to sort of complete the picture. But then it's got a lot of health benefits. For instance, it can improve insulin sensitivity, it can reduce your blood glucose levels, reduce appetite, and then just basically digestive benefits. So what happens is as you eat this starch, and it passes through your small intestine, and when it reaches the colon, then this fermentable fiber basically feeds your friendly gut bacteria. So this is the main, resistant starch is the main fuel for the gut bacteria that we used to, that we know is beneficial for immunity and for general health. So this resistant starch is the main fuel for that bacteria. And then what happens is as you fuel this bacteria, the bacteria then breaks it down into short chain fatty acids. And this short chain fatty acids again, is butyrate. One of the big ones are butyrate, and what that that does is basically that's the preferred fuel for the cell in your colon. So that's basically what resistant starch do. Just some examples of resistant starches. One would be things like the legume family, because it's resistant to that initial digestion because the fibers are sort of in the cell wall. Other starchy foods like raw potatoes. It was in the bananas that we mentioned. There's resistant starch in an unripe banana, so in a green banana, like we mentioned. And then other foods like potatoes, rice, and pasta. But then the interesting thing is when it comes to, and I don't know if you remember previous times we've spoken about when you cook food and you cool it down, it drops the GI of this specific starch. And it's it's really this resistant starch that gives that characteristic to the food. So for instance, if we think about rice, cooling rice after cooking it might promote health in the sense that we increase the amount of resistant starch. So a study basically showed that if you cook white rice, and you cool it and you refrigerate it for 24 hours, 24 hours later, there's 2.5 times more resistant starch in this cooled down rice than the freshly cooked rice. The weird thing is that even though you've cooled it down for 24 hours, you can reheat it. So it's not to say you have to eat it cold. You can reheat that rice and have a hot meal, but still the resistant starch content of that specific food will be more. The exact same thing it seems like to be with pasta. Obviously, pasta are made from different types of wheat, and I do think the type of wheat also matters when it comes to pasta. For instance, durum wheat is a better quality than any other. But if you cool it down, it shows that it increases your resistant starch from 40% to 88%.
Okay.
Just by cooling it down, yes.
And do I understand it correctly, Unetsi, that this resistant starch is what, let's say, cleans out and helps with movements in your lower digestive system, you know, to make sure that movement happens correctly?
Yes, so it's very important. So if we look at the benefits of the resistant starches, one of the benefits obviously is to prevent constipation. Mm. So definitely help with the peristaltic movements in your gut, very important for that. And then the third one that acts like it increases in resistant starch with the cooling process is something like a potato. Mm-hmm. So obviously potatoes has got a huge debate because it's got a high glycemic index and it can increase your blood glucose levels in people. So there is a little bit of that. But if we cool potatoes down, it increases the resistant starch in the potato. So a good idea to, and if you think about, this is actually a big benefit if you think about our busy lives. So if a mother, for instance, cooks maybe on a Monday a larger amount of food so that she's got some leftovers tomorrow and the day thereafter, when it comes to these starches, there's actually benefits in keeping them in the fridge for 24 hours or whatever. And then with the potatoes as well, obviously, potatoes, if we think it's like obviously your mash and your hot chips will have an extremely higher GI, mm-hmm. and the resistant starch in there will not be a lot. But then if we, for instance, take your jacket potatoes and maybe you boil baby potatoes and you cool them down and you eat them later, then it does have an effect on basically how your body utilizes the glucose that's released from that specific starch. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just for instance, potato salad, if you maybe just ignore the bad side of the mayonnaise, but potato salad that's been in the fridge for a day or so would probably be a lot better for you than, let's say, chips made with the same amount of potatoes.
Yes, obviously, because it had a time to rest and cool down, so your increase in your resistant starch will be there. And as well, if you make potato salad with baby potatoes and you choose to leave the skin on, obviously the fiber that's in there has got a big benefit. And then there's always ways around mayonnaise. You can sort of try to maybe buy your light ones, aim for things with less than 10 grams of fat in 100, so read your label. Or you can use something like a Greek yogurt with mustard seeds and maybe some, you can mix it with mustard or sweeten it up a little bit and sort of put salt and pepper. And then you actually have a potato salad that you can eat without
feeling guilty
about it after you've had it. Feeling guilty, that's the word that I was looking for. Feeling guilty after you've had it. So definitely ways around that. Then I just want to also, now obviously after this fermentable fiber reached the short chain fatty acid, which is the butyrate, which is good for your gut, because it is the preferred fuel for the gut cells, it's got quite a therapeutic effect to the gut. So it actually can prevent some of those illnesses like ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and then obviously also decrease constipation. And then the other benefit when it comes to metabolic diseases, it increases your insulin sensitivity. In other words, how your body responds to glucose, so your body will react better. So there's studies to show that it can increase your insulin sensitivity. And if we are more insulin sensitive, obviously it decreases our risk for type 2 diabetes, obesity, heart disease. So that's the benefit of adding this starch to your diet. And then last but not least, If we think about weight loss, if you eat a starch that's got a satiety effect for a longer period of time, obviously you will consume less calories during the day because you won't be that hungry. So that is then the fourth thing that this resistant starch actually does. It increases your satiety levels, and therefore you might consume less calories in a day. And obviously accumulation of those days will then lead to a negative energy balance, which then will help you to lose the weight that you wanted to lose.
Right. So all in all, a very interesting starch, and in fact some very interesting points that you brought up, and some interesting information regarding how, especially the makeup of the food changes after a day or
yes.
so. You know, I must admit that I was actually unaware of changes that took place in this, especially yes. in the starch.
Yes, and I think it's actually, it's wonderful if you think about it, that it bypasses a certain part of the digestive tract. It's where it's not digested, so that it can fuel a second part of the digestive mm-hmm. tract and then the benefits that you get from that. So it's actually amazing how the body works, and that we can have those benefits from different types of fibers.
And also, you know, in as you mentioned, with sort of making meals in advance and leftovers, it actually gives the term leftovers a completely new meaning in terms of understanding how food works.
Yes, definitely. So people shouldn't say, oh, I only have leftovers to eat today, but you know, there's really some good benefits mm-hmm. in eating some of your starch leftovers. Yes,
no, very, very interesting. But Netsi, thanks very much for that and some very interesting points. And of course, don't forget that our chats will be on the website later today. But if somebody wants to get hold of you and find out what advice and services you offer, how do you get reached?
They're more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at @Unetsi.
Great. Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a great week, and looking forward to chatting next week.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then. That's Unetsi today with our nutrition chat.